All right, we are almost done. Part four. Listen to this. This is really interesting when Mark says this.
Trying to question all that and get you going another direction. They're an enemy. Figure it out. It's not that hard. And I know a lot of you, the reason you're here. I'm talking not only to you, I'm talking to the people who are listening online. I'm talking to myself. We need to recognize the hiss of the serpent when he hisses.
We got to recognize the hiss of the serpent when he hisses. So let's see. John tells us to test the spirits, right? And Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruit. And Paul said, doctrine matters. So why doesn't Mark go to my testing, go to my website, look at my doctrine, look at my fruit? Why can't he refute that? Nope, all he can do is do mind control, threaten people, warn them about these illusions when it's really love and concern why I'm coming to test him so that he doesn't deceive more people. Oh, we've turned lots of people away from going to Mark's. He would have needed a much bigger building if it wasn't for my testing, and I praise God for that. And Mark always says, well, where does he have? What does he have to offer them? You know what? We offer people the truth of God's word to go be a believer right where they are or to come join other saints. You don't need a program. You don't need a building. You don't need a lording over a bishop. Jesus said you need the word of God. You need the spirit of God. Everything else, Christ will build. Matthew 16, Acts 2, God builds his body. Mark Bullen, he boasts and pridefully says he built his body. I think you're right, Mr. Bullen. You built a man-made program, but that's not the body of Christ. Here's one of Mark's men talking at the end of his sermon.
And whatever it takes, we're gonna be right. We're not gonna negotiate it. What's right is right. Then they're gonna listen to you, and they're gonna hear your disgruntlement, and they're gonna kind of agree. And a smart one isn't gonna come across too gravy-like, but he's gonna give you enough gravy. And it's not that hard to be a manipulator.
Yeah, so you know what's interesting is I've met with Samuel and I met with four of other men from LFCF, and I've talked to all of Mark's sons and Jeff Wallace and Jesse Hare and Justin Sholin and Randall and Jeremy. And you know what? None of them can refute what I'm saying in the Word of God. Mr. Bullen, if I have it so wrong, why are you not able to refute me in the Word of God, refute my testing? You write whole books that you sell and make money off of, refuting people, yet Mr. Bullen can't refute Jim from don'tperish.com. Yeah, Mark says it's easy to tear down, but what have you built? Oh, that's what I told you. Mark says he's built his body. Yes, he did. But people, do not be deceived. It's Christ that builds his body, and he does it by his Spirit. And that's where I'm going to finish and leave it here. You must be born again by the Spirit of God through placing your faith in Jesus Christ, his finished work, his shed blood, his resurrection, through repentance, turning from your mind from your ways to God's ways. Then your ways will be transformed to match God's word in holiness and obedience. Then God will give you a new heart and a new mind by his Spirit. You cannot do this on your own. You will be dead in man-made religion like Mark Bullen and the people at LFCF. I hope this four-part audio on Mark's sermon about being born again and what I teach will show you how very wrong Mr. Bullen is. He lies. He says you need God's Spirit. But in the Old Testament, they didn't have it, but they were still born again. And he goes back and forth into false, Finney-like heresy, saying you can lift yourself up and that you need a man-made program. Have you ever read Mark's books? His books are so heretical. And the only reason Mark Bullen sounds biblical today is, I believe, my testing is exposing his false ways, and he's got to start spitting out some truth. Otherwise, people are going to get suspicious. And what does the enemy always do? He mixes truth with all of the error to keep you ensnared. That's exactly what Mark Bullen's doing. Repent. Come out of your false, dead, man-made religion. We love you all. Go to don'tperish.com. Look on the Unbiblical Teachers blog. Look up Mark Bolden, Living Faith Christian Fellowship. Or just Google out on the internet, Living Faith Christian Fellowship, Mark Bolden Exposed. We come up all over the first page. I'm ready to stand, be corrected, emailed, called, text to let me know what I've got wrong. Why are all the men at LFCF hiding like a bunch of cowards? We love you all. Till next time, this has been Brother Jim. I hope you have a glorious day. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. May God be praised.